Let's take you to another nation now, and to the United States of America, and delighted to welcome Simon Marks to our programme. Simon, walk us through some of these developments that have occurred in the last few hours and days. The US Capitol once again having to cancel staging any kind of events. This is fear of disruption?
Yes, it's fear of disruption amid intelligence, Martin, suggesting that there is a real threat by a right-wing militia to attack the U.S. Capitol building today. So the House of Representatives last night, in the face of that threat, decided to halt proceedings today. That was a move advanced by Democrats, who, of course, control the House of Representatives. But there are some Republicans who share fears that there is the possibility of right-wing conspiracy theory believing members of a militia supportive of President Donald Trump choosing to attack the building today because they believe a conspiracy theory that suggests March the 4th is the day that former President Donald Trump is coming back to power. To get into the weeds of the conspiracy theory, it argues that there has been no legitimate president of the United States since Ulysses S. Grant in the 1870s, and that Donald Trump today will in fact be sworn in some magical fashion, as America's 19th president. All of this led Congressman Mike McCall, who is a Republican from Texas, to urge President Trump to call his supporters off, and urged him to affirm that, yes, indeed, this threat to the Capitol may well be real.
Yeah, I think President Trump has a responsibility to tell them to stand down. This threat is credible, and it's real. It's a right-wing militia group that believes that the original, because the original inaugural date was March 4th until the 20th Amendment passed, they think this is a true inauguration day and that President Trump should be inaugurated tomorrow. And that is the threat we face right now.
Unbelievable. As far as quite literally.
It is extraordinary.
It's quite literally unbelievable.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay, well, so we'll wait with bated breath to see if he does show up and become inaugurated. That would prove quite interesting.
And I would suggest stay tuned to LBC News, because if it happens, we're definitely going to cover it.
I'm sure you will. But on the more serious side of the recent insurrection, we've still got more questions, haven't we? And indeed, what did the Pentagon know, and what did it do, and why did it appear to sit on its hands?
Yes, well, questions now mounting about what took place on January the 6th here, when the original insurrection against the U.S. Capitol, mounted by conspiracy theory believing supporters of President Trump, took place. An event, of course, that left five people dead by the time the authorities managed to take control back of the Capitol. And it was notable as it was happening, and we covered it live right here, first of all, that there was completely inadequate police protection in place to defend the building, and secondly, that having scaled the building and occupied it and started to ransack it, it was hours before the protesters were finally flushed out of the building and off the hallowed grounds of the U.S. Capitol building. So congressional committees are trying to understand exactly what happened. And yesterday, there was quite extraordinary testimony from William Walker, who is the head of the Washington, D.C. National Guard, about why it took so long for the National Guard to respond. And he put the blame very squarely on the shoulders of Pentagon officials who had only recently been put into their positions by former President Donald Trump. He related an emotional and panicked phone call that he got from the former Capitol Hill police chief as the attack was unfolding.
His voice cracking with emotion indicated that there was a dire emergency at the Capitol, and he requested the immediate assistance of as many available National Guardsmen that I could muster. Immediately after that 149 call, I alerted the U.S. Army senior leadership of the request. The approval for Chief Sun's request would eventually come from the Acting Secretary of Defense and be relayed to me by Army senior leaders at 5:08 p.m., about 3 hours and 19 minutes later.
3 hours and 19 minutes. Put this into a British context. Imagine if the House of Commons, the House of Lords, the Palace of Westminster was coming under attack by political extremists, and the authorities there called the Department of Defence and said, right, we need troops to come here immediately to defend the building. And it took 3.5 hours for that to occur. This is, of course, just the beginning of investigations that I think are going to be probing exactly why it took so long and what role did these political hacks appointed by President Donald Trump to occupy the top civilian positions at the White House, at the Pentagon, what role did they play in delaying the deployment of the National Guard to Capitol Hill that day?
And finally, Simon, a thought from the president on trying to mastermind the federal response to COVID-19 in his style and being frustrated by some of the states.
Yes, absolutely. Texas and Mississippi, two states that earlier this week, in their infinite wisdom, decided that the time was right to lift all COVID-19 restrictions, tell everybody they don't have to wear face masks anymore. You can reopen businesses 100% to capacity in the Lone Star state of Texas, although several big businesses, Toyota, General Motors, the big retailers Target and Macy's, even the National Basketball Association team, the San Antonio Spurs, are all pushing back, saying they have no intention of relaxing restrictions, even though Governor Greg Abbott says that they now can. At the White House yesterday, presidential consternation at what was taking place in some of those southern states.
We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Worth making the point, Martin, that we've seen this movie before and we know how it ends because we've seen states like Texas and before it Florida relaxing restrictions way too early in terms of reasonable news about slowing rates of infections and deaths. And we know what happens. Everybody returns to normal far too early. And within, what, 3, 4, 5 weeks, we're going to see those numbers of infections and deaths spiraling upwards. That at least is the prediction being made here by public health officials.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks reporting live from Washington, D.C.
This is LBC News.